Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And good morning, and welcome to The Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda. I am the co-pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC, and we are a church beyond walls. Today, we have our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is the elder of the House of Manessa Christian Ministries. She brings a word from God every Saturday morning at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to The Apostle Speaks. At this time, I will welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come in. Amen. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory.
Amen. Praise be to God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play us another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this morning. Amen. Praise be to God.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you greater. He makes clouds rise from the earth, sending lightning with the rain, Lord, you greater. Greater than all,
Amen. Praise be to God. Greater than all, your name endures forever. But the Bible says in Romans 10, 14 through 15, in the New King James Version, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who brings glad tidings of good things. At this time, our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins is going to come and bless our hearts this morning with a mighty word from the Lord. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap. Praise. Amen. God bless you, Apostle Mother Wiggins. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you this morning, Evangelist Hilda?
Blessed. Thank you. Praise be to God.
Amen. It's a beautiful day today, huh?
Yes, a little chilly, but beautiful.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. I just want to say good morning to our radio listeners out there. We're so glad to have you on board.
Amen.
And we hope that all is well with you and your family. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to let you know that our visionary and his spouse, they send you their greetings and their loves.
Praise God.
And they are really concerned about you, and they want to they just want to know that everything is all right with you and your family at this time. Amen. Praise God. And we're just so glad that God has steered you in this direction.
Amen.
Amen. And I just want to say that with Evangelist Hilda, that we are so glad that she comes on every day, Tuesday to Saturday. Amen. That she's
Amen.
On every day opening up this program. And we just want to let her know how much we appreciate her, appreciate what all that she's doing on HMC's ministry. Amen.
Amen.
And that she brings, if you want prayer, just come on for, she's on from Tuesday to
Friday.
Tuesday to Friday with prayer. Amen. Sweet hour of prayer. And that's from 6 to 7, I believe.
Yes.
6 to 7 o'clock. Amen.
Amen.
Sweet hour of prayer. And she brings a word. Amen. On Friday. You don't want to miss that. Amen. And also
Amen.
Pastor Kathy on Thursday. Amen.
Praise
Pastor
God.
Kathy on Thursday. And I just want to give also talk about our host, the Barbara, who's going to be on right after this program, who brings beautiful poetry. Amen. And you don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss this beautiful poetry that Sister Barbara is bringing. And also Pastor Kathy and her husband will be on with Talk in the Sanctuary right after Sister Barbara. Amen. And I just want to give a shout out to Apostle Jackson and her family, and also her congregation, and I hope that all is well with them. And
Amen.
Also Dr. V. Turner, the same thing, and Prophetess Washington. Amen. I want to give a shout out to them. Amen. They've been a blessing to this ministry. Amen.
Yes.
So you know now what I'm going to do. I always turn we always turn our attention to God. Amen.
Yes. Praise God.
To let him know that we acknowledge his presence and we love and appreciate him, and we for all that he's done for us throughout our lifetime. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And he
Amen.
Still continues to do for us.
Yes, he does.
Even if we believe in him or not, If we pay him any attention or not, he reigns on the just as well as the unjust.
Amen.
So, he sent Jesus as a gift to us, to the whole world, to take on the sins of this whole world so that we might be able to come into God's presence and have a personal and intimate relationship with him.
Yes.
We can come without a sacrifice because Jesus became the final sacrifice. Amen. And not only that, Jesus is God who came down in the flesh.
Yes,
because it was God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to turn our attention to Father God. I'm going to say a short prayer to Father God, and then I'm going to sing a song. We're going to sing
Amen.
A prayer song to
yes.
Father God today. Prayer
Thank
song.
You, God.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
So wherever you are, you could be in this country or any other part of the world. You could be in India. You could be in Africa. You could be in Russia, China, England, Britain. You could be in the Ukraine. You could be in Panama. You could be in the Caribbean. You could be in Cuba. You could be in, there's so many places. America, amen. You could be in America, amen. But wherever you are, you could be in Australia, amen. We're all going to bow our heads together. Because when Jesus comes back, he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. And we all will be united as one. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is the one that unites us as one body. Amen. Because he's the chief cornerstone. Amen. Praise God. So I want us to bow our heads while I say this short prayer. Heavenly Father, we rejoice today in the generosity of your gracious gifts to us. Amen. We thank you that you have adopted us as your children. We thank you for the gift of forgiveness. We thank you for the inward disposition that causes us to be attracted to you and to love you. Father God, I ask you to bless these gifts to the advancement of your kingdom's work and to the relief of suffering. May those who benefit as a result of these gifts worship you and love you. In Christ's name, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen. Praise God.
So right now I'm going to sing a song. Like I said before, you know the song already. You done heard it before. Amen. So I know a lot of you must know this song. So we're going to sing it together. Amen. You can sing along with me if you want, or you can listen to the words. Amen. You're going to sing a prayer to Father God. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. I'm getting ready to go into this word today, and you can get your Bibles, your pens, and your papers out as I say this short prayer. Amen. Father God, I just thank you for giving me another opportunity to speak a word into your people's lives today. Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Father God, I thank you for helping me to endure, because every week I go through a fight with the enemy to get on this program to give a message. Amen. Evidently, it's something that your people need to hear. People need to hear, Father God.
Yes.
And so I thank you for helping me to endure, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, I ask you to protect that word as it goes into their spirit.
Yes.
As I go forth today, Father God. And as I go forth today, the leading of the Holy Spirit may be all of you and none of me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So today, my scripture reading is coming from Isaiah. Isaiah 55, and that's, I don't know if I went from 6. From 6 to 13. Isaiah 55, 6 to 13, where it says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. and let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him, and to our God will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, saith the Lord, neither are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, saith God. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the way, in the thing whereto I send it. For you shall go out with joy, saith the Lord, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you, and you are you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. And we just thank God for his mighty word. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank God for his mighty word. Praise the Lord. One second. The sermon for today has your address on it, and it is marked personal. This is true because all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And this is in Isaiah 53:6. Paul stated it clearly. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And this is in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. That's Romans 3, 23. Each of us is guilty of sins of commission. We have broken God's holy law and have done that which is contrary to God's will and to our own conscience. We are guilty of doing that which have been hurtful to others. All of us must admit that we are sinners. Each of us is guilty of sins of omission. We have neglected to worship God and to pray. We have refused to serve. We have failed to behave as we should. We have neglected and refused to give of our time and of our substance to others. We have neglected to give our testimony concerning the goodness of God. A lot of times when God does something good for us, instead of giving our testimony, we take the credit. Then God should get the credit. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
We have refused at times to listen to the still small voice within us,
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit. We ignore the still small voice of the Holy Spirit. Some of us haven't even cultivated the still small voice of the Holy Spirit because we don't pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not sensitive to his spirit. We're not sensitive to his voice. Because when the Holy Spirit speaks, it's God speaking through the Holy Spirit to our spirit.
Yes.
We are probably guilty of more sins of omission than of commission. Amen?
Amen.
So my text for today is, be generous to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Amen?
Amen.
Be generous with one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. And this is in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. And my title for today is The Good News Concerning Forgiveness. The Good News Concerning Forgiveness. Each of us is guilty of the sins of disposition. We have had times when we have been motivated by false pride and by a self-righteousness that was hurtful to others and was actually hypocritical. You know, a lot of times we're saved, so we have an attitude towards maybe people that are not saved or people that are, that don't measure up right away to what you think they should measure up to. Amen. But we have to remember that God is working on each one of us. Each one of us is a work in progress. And each of us is on different levels. We're all on different levels. And people that first come into Christ are like babies. You're like a baby in Christ. So you can't expect a baby in Christ to be on your level if you've been with the Lord for so many years.
Amen.
Amen. We must confess that we are often motivated by unadulterated human selfishness. And if you ever notice, Jesus was never selfish. He walked this earth, and he was God who came in the flesh.
Yes.
But he was never, ever selfish. Amen.
Amen.
It is so easy to think of I, me, and myself. Imagine if Jesus did that when he walked this earth. Nothing would have been done. I, me, and my. Imagine if he had that kind of attitude. He wouldn't have got on that cross and died. He just said, I don't want to hurt myself. You know what I mean? I don't want to be hurt.
Amen.
You know? And he says, well, why should I heal anybody? I feel fine. I feel all right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm in good shape. Thank God that he don't have the attitude that we got.
Amen. Amen.
Why should I forgive anybody? Amen. I'll take God's forgiveness. Oh, you forgive me, Father? Okay. But I'm still holding a grudge against somebody. After 10 years, after 50 years, after 80 years, I'm still holding something. But I'll take what you got, Father. I repent, and I thank you for forgiving me, Father.
Amen.
Well, what you said, Father, you said, if I don't forgive you, you're not going to forgive me? Okay, who is able to declare, I, me, and my, okay, who is able to declare that he had never harbored a critical fault-finding spirit that looked for flaws and defects in the lives of other people? Amen.
Man.
You know, you have to remember that none of us is perfect. There's only one perfect and one good, and that's God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, if we were perfect, why would God have to send his own son? Why would he have to come down here and work on us
that's
who
right.
have come into Christ? He wouldn't have to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Perhaps we have been unwilling to admit it even to ourselves,
mm-hmm.
but at times we have harbored hate and hostility towards others. Amen. And sorry to say, you could see it all demonstrated in the world today. Hate and hostility. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. Well, some of these people, I know some of them, I'm not going to say they're not in Christ because I don't know. They might be in Christ. That's they're doing things they shouldn't be doing. Amen.
Amen.
They might be in Christ. They might not be in Christ. I don't know. I don't. Only God knows that. Amen. Sin, in its variegated forms, always affects people in a destructive manner. Sin creates a sense of shame and guilt in the hearts of the offender. I don't know if that's true because some offenders don't have no shame and no guilt. You know what I mean? Yeah, some people feel shame and feel guilty, but some people don't have no shame and no guilt.
You're right.
They don't have no shame. Because if they had the shame, they wouldn't keep doing it over and over again.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? If they had any kind of shame and guilt. Some people do. Some people have a conscience, and some people don't. Just don't have their conscience is, what do they say, with a hot iron. They did it so much so they become dull in their feelings. They become dull. Sin causes people to flee from the presence of God, you see, because God, they know that God can see right through them. He can see what they've done. You know what I'm saying? So they don't want to confront God. They don't want to come into his presence. You know, sin causes people to fear death and eternity. You see, because they don't know where their address is going to be. They sin so much till they know that they know about hell, so that's why they fear death. You know what I mean? Because they might be committing terrible things and living in hell. You know what I'm saying? So they fear death.
Amen.
But when you're truly a child of God and you love God and you've had a relationship with God and everything, you don't fear death because you are promised eternal life.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We are only promised eternal life, but the thing is, where's your address going to be? Is it going to be in heaven or hell?
There you go.
Because in hell is eternal life too. Amen.
Amen.
Sin creates despair within the heart and robs people of a meaningful purpose for life. That's true. It robs people of a meaningful purpose for life. I mean, look at that young fella, 13 years old, that just got shot. That is so sad.
Very sad.
I mean, he had his whole life ahead of him. You know what I'm saying? And why was he out at that time, 13 years old, at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning with a gun? Why? You know, we as parents, we have to really examine ourselves. Years ago, you know, they used to say, do you know where your children are?
Oh, yes.
They used to say, do you know where your children are? And you know what I used to say? I do. I know where my children are.
Amen.
My kids would be in bed.
Mm-hmm.
At night, you know what I'm saying? I didn't like them to be out past a certain time.
Amen.
You know what I mean? My son didn't like that I did that with him, but I that's how I was.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because they really cared. They would always have it on the radio and stuff. They said, do you know where your children are?
That's right.
And today, evidently, a lot of parents don't know where their children is because they're in the street getting killed and everything. And I don't see one parent come out and say anything. Not one.
Exactly.
Why is that boy in the street at 13 that late at night with a gun? Where's his mother and his father? Let me get off that. Oh, God, I got away from this thing.
Yeah, that's kind of emotional right there.
Yeah.
Praise
so
God.
So sin separates people from others and destroys all of these things that are most beautiful and satisfying in life. That is true. Because we've seen sin go into people's business.
Yes.
People that's working hard in the neighborhood and everything and break up all their business, run out of the store with their goods.
Mm-hmm.
That is sin. Amen.
Amen.
And it's not right.
Amen.
The miracle of miracles is that the holy God offers forgiveness to sinful people.
Yes.
This is such good news that it is difficult for people to believe it. It is also too good to be true. Through Isaiah, God declared that he forgives sin because of his own nature and for his own joy. And this is coming from Isaiah, the 43, verses 25. Through Ezekiel, the prophet to the exiles, God communicated his desire to forgive sin and to see people enter into eternal life. And that's Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11. Ezekiel 33, verse 11. The psalmist rejoiced in the free, full forgiveness of God. And this is Psalms 103, verses 1 to 4. Forgiveness is described in many ways in the Bible. It is a blotting out of transgressions. It includes a divine forgetfulness in which God chooses to remember our sins no more.
Mm-hmm.
He covers our sins so as to conceal them even from his own penetrating eyes. See?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when we repent and everything, God throws our sins over his shoulder.
Yes.
He doesn't remember them anymore. Amen.
Amen.
Forgiveness is the removal of a charge against an offender.
Mm-hmm.
A restoration of kind feelings. Forgiveness is also defined as a decision to repugnate the right to retaliate and punish the offender.
Mm-hmm.
God offers forgiveness for us through faith in Jesus Christ who died for our sins. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to stop here, and I believe that I'm going to go on with this next week. Amen, about forgiveness. I'm going to go on with this next week. I hope you've enjoyed this message today, and I'm so glad that God forgives us of our sins, and He expects us to forgive others just like he forgives us. Amen.
That's right.
And
amen.
Not keep holding grudge year after year after year.
Amen.
So now I turn it over to Evangelist Hilda. I hope you enjoyed this message today. Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. We want to thank Apostle Mother Wiggins for that wonderful word this morning. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Amen. And before we have Apostle Mother Wiggins give us the call to salvation and the benediction, our very own Barbara Amore is going to come with our poetry at this time. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Praise God.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Blessed, thank you. And yourself?
Amen.
Highly favored. Thank you. I hear you, Mother. Amen. So I'm going to read a poem that I wrote April the 6th, about 6:13 in the morning. And this is part two. By their fruits, you will know them. Part two.
Amen.
The topic is humanity. in case it wasn't clear. Oops, my bad, I apologize. Here is the definition. The human race, the qualities that make us human. Number two, compassion, brotherly love, kindness, kind-heartedness, consideration, understanding, goodness, leniency, sympathy, tolerance, mercy, pity, benevolence, tenderness, generosity, charity, magnanimity, nothing less. The qualities that make us human versus inhumanity and cruelty, otherwise beastly. I hear that echo, Evangelist. After all will have if they are truly human beings. But sadly, there are some humans thinking they are supreme and only ones who have the right to live and breathe and be given fresh air, clean water, and sun. Who gives you the authority to rule over someone else's life? We serve God, a higher power, our Savior. We serve Jesus Christ. What was done was inhumane. What was done was ghastly, abominable, antichrist. That act was awful. Ex-police officer Derek Chauvin, all right? You took a life. You murdered a man. You didn't appear to think twice nor understand that the man you killed when you took or choked out his life, that he may have been a father to a son or a young daughter, or perhaps a husband to a wife, a family. You didn't think, I wonder, was the motivation hate and strife? It doesn't matter now. George Floyd is dead. We grieve for that. What does matter is justice. I pray that justice will be done for him. For now, your life, your fate, your future is in God's hands, son. It's Derek Chauvin on trial now. Ashe? And my scripture comes from Matthew 7, verses 16 through 20 from the King James Version, where it reads, "Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them." And I'm sorry, I have to read that. "Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them." Amen.
That was beautiful. I love the chirping of your birds in the background. So beautiful.
That was a dinosaur.
I know.
Yeah,
and they sound so beautiful when you was reading the poetry, and they were just chirking away. And I was like, wow, what a beautiful background.
Wow.
You didn't even need music because they were singing the music. Oh, my goodness.
God is good.
All the time. Wow.
So good. Amen.
Amen. That
yeah,
was
I enjoyed
awesome.
That. I enjoyed that today. Amen.
Yes. That was
thank
awesome.
You so much. God be all the glory. I wish I could incorporate the birds for you.
I know.
Oh, God. Thank you so much.
Oh, boy.
Amen. So right now we're going to the part where our radio listeners can take part if they have decided that they want to come into Christ. This is your time now. Amen. God has made a way for you to come to Christ. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. So if you want to come into Christ, you want to come into God's kingdom, all you have to do is repeat these words after me. Today I give you my heart. Wash it and cleanse it.
Today I give you my heart. Wash it and cleanse it.
I repent of my sins and I ask your forgiveness.
Repent of my sins and I ask your forgiveness.
I thank you for forgiving me, Lord, and I forgive myself.
I thank you for forgiving me, Lord, and I forgive myself.
I believe you raised your only son, Jesus, from the dead.
I believe that you raised your only son, Jesus, from the dead.
I now take him into my heart.
I now take him into my heart.
And I confess him as the Lord and Savior over my life.
And I confess him as the Lord and Savior over my life.
Now, if there's any of you out there that have said this short prayer, we are so, so, so excited over you. And we know that all heaven is rejoicing, whether it be one, whether it be five, whether it be ten, we don't know how many there are that said this short prayer. But God knows. Amen.
Amen.
And that's really what counts, that he knows and he knows your heart. Amen. So if you don't have a church home, the Holy Spirit have come to reside inside of you when you said that. Don't be afraid of the Holy Spirit. He's the divine teacher, and he's the one that will lead and guide you. I know you feel like nothing has happened, but I assure you something has happened. As time goes on, you begin to see that something wonderful has come into your life.
Amen.
Because you have stepped from darkness into God's marvelous light. Amen. So just ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to the right church. I know the churches are probably opening up now, or online, or Zoom, or one of those places that you can go online and become a part of a church. Amen.
Amen.
When you become a part of the church, then you'll be able to hear the word, and it will help you to grow and mature. You know, and you'll have fellowship with other believers. So again, we welcome you into the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
As it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 to 25, now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. So may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another, and let us all say amen.
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 Praise God. Well, while we have our speaker, and at this time, I'm going to turn this part of our program over to our very own Associate Pastor Kathy and Stephen Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry, who's going to come with our talk in the sanctuary. And we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this morning?
God bless you guys. Good morning. Good morning to everyone. How's everyone doing?
Bless. Bless. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. That's what I want to hear. Yes, Lord. Everybody's feeling well this morning.
Absolutely.
Well, Pastor Kathy is out in the wilderness.
Ooh.
Y'all might hear the noise. I tried to muffle it out, but you might hear a little bit of it.
Amen.
I like get a sister have a Saturday morning to herself. Nah. So here I am driving my car. But we bless God for another day. We bless
Amen.
God for life, health, and strength. We bless God because he loves us as much as he does.
Yes.
Come on, he loves us. When you wake up in the morning and you put your feet off the bed and whatever, trust me, as soon as you open your eyes, you ought to say, God loves me.
Yes.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
I'm here. Hallelujah. He loves me. And then when you put your feet on the floor, you say, oh, he gave me the use of my limbs. Thank you, God.
Come on, now.
And then when you go in there and open that refrigerator and you make that toast and coffee, say, wow, he provided a meal for me. Wow.
Yes, he did.
He loves me. He loves me.
Yes, he
when
does.
When I get upset and I start doing things I got no business doing, he's still right by my side. He
Amen.
Loves me.
Yes.
He is a forgiving, merciful, loving God.
Mm-hmm.
He loves me. You know that, I think it was Kurt Franklin. Yeah, it was Kurt Franklin. He had that song, is He Loves Me?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And the first mm-hmm. line was, He loves me even though I was born in sin.
Mm-hmm.
He still loves me. That ought
Amen.
To be good news for everybody.
Yes, it is.
Because we were born in sin. And despite mm-hmm. the fact that we were born in sin, he still loves us. You know what
mm-hmm.
that's like? Let me bring it on home. It's like your mother or your father loving you when your mother gives birth to you and she sees that there's some deformities or something and something ain't quite right and your lips are twisted. And they said, well, there may be a little bit of mental issues there. So that's what they call a retardation. So your mother looked at it and said, this is my baby. I love my baby. My baby is beautiful.
Amen. Uh-huh.
And
that
that's the kind of love, 12 times that God has for us. He sees all the imperfections. He sees
Amen.
Everything that's wrong with us. And he goes, that's my baby. I love her. I
Amen.
Love him. I
Amen.
Love them.
Amen.
And you go, God, why? You love me? Yeah, I love you. You just love me, but you know I love you. And the same thing with your parents. They don't stop loving you because you disappointed them.
That's right.
No, you just disappointed them, but they still love you.
Amen.
They ain't going to let nobody hurt you.
Yeah.
Don't that
right.
feel good to know your parents love you, even when you disappoint them and do things you ain't got no business doing? And your
yeah.
parents love you so much, they're not going to let nobody hurt you.
That's right.
So now think about God. God says, you have disappointed me sometimes. You have done this, you have done that. But he loves you enough not to let the devil hurt you.
Come on now.
And you say, oh, wrong, Pastor Kathy. I've been hurt. So where was God in that right there with you?
Come on. That's right.
If you really want to know the truth about it, it could have been worse.
Woo-hoo.
But he blocked some of it.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't block all of it because he went out of your faith.
That's right.
You got to go through some things to know that your God has brought you through so you can start trusting him more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Precious
mm-hmm.
and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you this morning.
Thank
you for waking
God.
Us up, closing mm-hmm. our right minds, divine healing within our bodies, oh God. You saw fit to allow us to see another day, and for that we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name, oh God. If we say it over and over and over and over again, it's because we love you more and more and more and more every day. So
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you for never giving up on us. Thank you for never leaving our side, oh God. When we think we can count on others, we know we can count on you. So thank you, God. Have your way with this talk hour right now, oh God.
Yes,
let it be spoken in love and tenderness so that no
yes.
one, no one, no one gets offended.
Yes.
We love you, we honor you, we adore you. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness, I tell you, I feel good. Tomorrow we are having, I'm going to give you all the rest of these topics. Tomorrow we are having Appreciation Day at our job, at the church that I work for. Oh, got to get past you, buddy. I told y'all I'm driving. He's driving off toss and now, buddy. No, I ain't got that kind of time. But anyway, we have an Appreciation Day. And the reason why I'm saying it is because I'm jumping and shouting. I'm doing all this stuff because, mother, I hope you don't mind that I'm looking at them as them being the intercessors for you. You know what intercessors do? They stand in the gap for someone else, right?
Yes.
Okay. So these ladies that are volunteering at our church, I think the youngest one is 70. That's the youngest one. So they come in there and they answer our phone. They find out. And I'm looking at them going, wow. Wow. So I told Pastor, I said, when is the Appreciation Day? He said, what do you mean? I said, for the volunteers. He said, we've never had it, but you can spearhead it if you like. I said, are you kidding me? These ladies are up and they get up every week and come in there, file our papers, answer our phone, come in there smiling with their bodies aching and just doing it. And you don't appreciate them? So I got a cameraman coming. I got arrangements with I got arrangements with McDonald's and Burger King because I'm gonna get all those breakfast sandwiches and sit it on a tray. We're gonna have orange juice, the little bottles of orange juice, little bottles of coffee. It's gonna be so wonderful. And I did it all around COVID. Yes, I did. So nothing is open. Everybody has their individual everything. You know what
Amen.
I mean?
Amen.
Your individual
Amen.
Juice, your individual coffee. Your individual bottle of water, your sandwiches individually, so it's all around COVID. And when them ladies come in tomorrow, oh, my goodness, they are going to be so surprised. So tonight, Pastor Stephen and I will go and decorate it. But I tell you, the sign that they told me to put together, I went to Party City, the sign. I said, what kind of sign is this? I'm supposed to make my own banner, but the little buttons are so little, I can't even grip them in my hand. And Stephen said, just let me do this. So I gave it to him, and I went, how is he doing that? His hands are bigger than mine. But he did it. And I'm like, thank you. But anyway, so, mother, I'm loving on them, thinking about you, going, wow. She will be sitting here smiling, crossing her legs, saying, thank you. Appreciate me now. Don't try to appreciate me when I'm gone. Thank you, God. You know I'm up this morning, and I didn't even get me no frappuccino or nothing. Okay, remember, I think last week we left. You know what? Thank you, God. I'm so great. God bless all of you that have joined us this morning. Thank God for you. You know that I love you. Recognize the fivefold. Apostle R.D. Wiggins, Apostle Mother Wiggins, Evangelist Hilda, all of you guys, Sister Barbara, Sister Nanny, I don't know who's online, but all of you guys that took the time to get on this line or to stay on the line after you were done with Mother, we appreciate you. We love you. I adore you. Thank you for doing it. And so now here we go. So I think we left off last week with the power of the tongue. I believe that was the last thing we were talking about, and it was not just what you say, but how you say it to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think we left off there. So now we are going to see if we recognize temptation when it comes our way. You know, a lot of people say, please, I know when I'm being tempted. Do you really? Do you really?
No.
The last time I checked, Satan was cunning. You know, he's so sneaky, you don't even know you're being tempted until after the temptation came, got you, locked you up, and went on about his business. That's when you know you've been tempted. Come on now.
Mm-mm-mm.
So we're going to talk about, can you really say that you recognize when you're being tempted? can we? And if so, how can you recognize? What are some of the things that you've recognized coming your way and you knew it was temptation? Let's go to Apostle Mother Wiggins. Yay, Mother Wisdom. Let's go to Apostle Mother Wiggins first.
Well, yeah, I know when I'm tempted. I think you can recognize when you're being tempted. But it depends on what you know what I mean? If you have a relationship with God and you know what I mean, you study God and things that he likes, things that he don't like, you've read the scriptures, you know what I'm saying, you study his word and everything, and when temptation comes, you know when it comes, because the devil is always using somebody to get you off of what God wants you to do, you know what I mean? Or a lot of times the devil want to steer you in another direction, you know, from where things that you know is not right to do, you know, he'll be busy trying to have you do it. You know what I mean? So you know when you're being tempted. At least I know when I'm being tempted. I don't know about other people, but I know when somebody is trying to tempt me, you know what I'm saying, into doing something that I know is not right and I don't normally do it. I shouldn't be doing it. And it's displeasing to God. So I feel like you should know when you're being tempted. You know what I mean? If you have a certain standard way of living, then you should know when you're being tempted. Amen.
I am so grateful you said it depends on your relationship with God. So, again, I'm going to say to you, do we always know when we're being tempted? Okay, let me put it to you this way. Brenda says, come and go with her to this party or whatever. Let's go to lunch. And then she sees Bill. And Bill comes and joins you guys for lunch. Right? Bill comes and joins you guys for lunch. So y'all talking and everything. And then she says, oh, no, I got to run and grab my kid, whatever. So let me hurry up, get them, and I'll be right back. Don't y'all leave. Please don't leave because I'm enjoying this lunch. And so she runs. She said, I'm only going up the street. And she runs up the street to get her kids so that she can take them to the husband who's at home, and she's going to be right back. Right? Mm-hmm. So you're sitting there, and you're talking to Bill, right? Because mm-hmm. she's gone. She went to get the kids. You wait for her to come back. But in her mind, she's setting you and Bill up. And then she comes back a little bit later. Now, she done gave y'all time to talk and just, you know, get to know each other, whatever. So did that person recognize that to be temptation? No. They was really thinking she's just going to run up the street and she'll be right back. So they kept on talking.
Mm-hmm. Could I say something there?
Yeah.
I don't know, there's something that will come inside of you to not let you know, because you can see sometimes, a lot of times, through what people are trying to do. The Holy Spirit lets you see. You know what I mean? They don't think you're seeing what's happening, but but you have to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. You know, you have to know.
You have to have a relationship, but trust you me, there are people who have a relationship with God that they did not see the temptation coming.
Mm-hmm. I do. I see it. I can tell. I can tell.
I have a real good relationship with God, and I'm telling you, people still amaze me. Right? I'm thinking I'm going for a birthday lunch or whatever, gathering, and the next thing I know, everybody fussing and everything, going which way. I didn't see that coming.
But what is so wrong with that? I mean, you have
here's the thing. The setup was, we're going to have Sally come in because I know everybody don't like Sally. And I'm going to break up this here luncheon, right? So that they never get to talk about what they were going to talk about. How good God was, is, always will be. And so now that he's caused all this confusion, there's no talking about no God or nothing else because everybody done jumped up and went their own way. And I'm trying to bring out some things. I can't think of them all because I'm running into the meat. But my thing is, there are times, I don't care how long you've been in a relationship with God, you get caught up and temptation comes by your way. If temptation didn't always come by us, God wouldn't tell us that he made a way of escape. It comes by us, and we don't always recognize it to be temptation.
No, well, listen, if God makes a way of escape for you, then you recognize that it was temptation, but you don't know how to come out of it. Maybe you're weak, you know what I mean, and you feel you're going to yield to that temptation, but you already know it's temptation. But God said, well,
okay,
I made a way of escape for you.
Yes, he does make a way of escape. But my thing is, I've seen it in myself. Temptation came my way, and I didn't recognize it to be temptation. I just didn't think of it like that, right? When I'm getting ready to read the Bible, and these are little obvious things. You're getting ready to read the Bible, the phone rings, or the family member comes in there, and they start talking to you, and it's a serious issue that they're talking about. But you don't recognize the temptation is that I'm going to tempt you to come over here, engage in this conversation,
mm-hmm.
and forget about studying that Bible.
Yeah. I went through that.
So there's a lot of times temptation comes at us, and we don't recognize it till we're in it. And we go, okay, this don't feel good. But what's going on here? But we didn't recognize it when it first came at our door. We just didn't. Well, this is my opinion. I don't care who you are, because I heard somebody that is very prominent in the eyes of the people somehow was talking, and the next thing you know, the person got heated and did all this stuff and caused the person to start fussing and cussing, and they were recording them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They put it on, I don't know if they put it on Facebook or whatever,
yeah,
but they put it where people
there.
Could see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Christian that you love so much. So temptation comes our way, and sometimes we don't always recognize it. The devil is cunning. He don't always come in a way, oh, yeah, I see you coming. No, sometimes he camouflages himself and the things he's doing. He can camouflage temptation.
And he uses your family members to do it.
Yes, come on now. Your friend, everybody, and you go, whoa, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
I guess depends on what level you're on, because I can detect a lot of stuff.
Mother, that's why you're the mother of wisdom.
I can detect it. Whatever
some of
it
us
is,
are a little
can...
bit weaker. We love the Lord. We have a relationship with him. But it doesn't mean sometimes temptation don't come our way and we don't recognize it till maybe it came and gone.
Can I say one more thing? If the thing wasn't inside of you, how could you be tempted? You don't understand. You're talking about somebody led you to do something else when you were supposed to be with the Bible or whatever, right?
Yeah, that's just one of those small ones. I try to put some.
Small
example so we can get a grasp of what I'm saying.
They're big things.
Okay,
yeah.
That the devil will tempt us with, and it's not so obvious that it's temptation.
Yeah.
It's not always obvious.
I was tempted with something really, really tempted. I'm not even going to say what it is. I was tempted. I saw that temptation. I did. I saw it. But I just slammed my door. I said, I'm not going there.
at all, period.
Amen.
Okay, let's ask Evangelist Hilda. Have you ever been tempted and you didn't see the temptation coming?
Let me see how I can say this. Like, there's a certain time every day that I, you know, sit down and I do my Bible study and read in my Bible and stuff. Now, my neighbor, she knows, because I told her, don't call me or ring my bell between this hour and this hour, because that's the time I'm spending with the Lord. Do you know, as soon as I sit down to start to do, the phone ring, and I look at it, and it's her. Mm-hmm. And I said, why is she doing this? Because I told her, don't call me at this time.
The devil has to do that. Exactly.
and like, I could be here in this apartment all day long. Oh, we just lost Pastor Kathy. But anyway, she would try to get back in. I could be here in my apartment all day. Not one person will pass by for that alarm to, for the chimes on the alarm to go off. As soon as I sit down to read the Bible, because my table, you know, is the most comfortable spot for me to sit down and read. And this is why sometimes I have to do it real, like 1-2 o'clock in the morning. But even then, there's people passing by. So what I did is I go in the bedroom, which is not comfortable for me because I have different books that I'm looking in. And what happens, you know? And so I get all the motorcycles and cars and things from outside. Mm-hmm. And it's like there is, because everything is like open up, there is no place that I could go without being disturbed.
Can I ask you a question? Why, when that phone rings, why don't you ignore it?
It's hard. You know, I don't answer it because I could see who's calling.
Oh, well,
so
don't
I
answer
don't
it.
Answer it. But it just
ignore
keeps,
it.
I try to, but you know, it's like right there next to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not her, it's telemarketers, and I could turn the phone off, but then you know. Hey,
could you put the phone in your bedroom and close the door?
Well, the base of the phone is the main one. It's in the living room.
Oh.
And then the bedroom has, you know, the other smaller phone. But when one,
oh,
it doesn't matter. They all ring at the same. If there's a call, all of them ring.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is that, you know, this particular person knows because I told her, don't call me, don't knock on my door.
Did you write it down? Did you have her to write it down? How old is she?
Well,
we have to get deep into this and find out.
She's going to be 78.
Oh, okay. You know what you do? You have her write it down because maybe she don't remember.
She tells me that her brain is like a computer. She doesn't need to be reminded of anything.
Yeah, well, so, if you tell her that if your brain is like a computer, then you remember when I tell you not to call me between blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And
your brain is like a computer.
I tell her,
you know,
that
ego,
all the time.
But you seem to say, you seem to forget, so maybe we need to write it down. How about write it down? I'm not joking. This is serious.
No, I'm serious.
Don't you
be going
in the bedroom where you're going to be disturbed.
Exactly.
You need to stay where you are, where you be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? And this should be a lesson to you that sometimes
when you tell people no about something, that's when they want to do it all the more.
Exactly.
Mr. Wow, if you had never said nothing, she wouldn't have called you.
She wouldn't have. Maybe that was my problem. I shouldn't have said anything at all.
Yeah.
And
just don't tell nobody nothing. Just go and do it. Because sometimes people know that you're going to do something. No, I'm not saying, you know, it could be that she forgot or either the enemy is doing it through her,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Yeah. And but even still, like, you know, during the week when I'm on the program, she'll call in the middle of the program and thing. Then I got to. You know, thank God that sometimes when she calls, the music is playing or someone else is talking, and then I have to mute and I say, listen, didn't I told you at this time it's when I'm doing my program? Don't call me at this time. Oh, I forgot. How you forget
yes,
when you told me your mind is a computer?
No, or either write it down for her in red, or write it down her and then underline it in red. I mean,
and
big, and
yes,
leave it with
big letters and put it next to her telephone.
I'm trying to give you a solution.
Yes. Amen.
What about Sister Barbara? How Sister Barbara feel about? I mean, we're still waiting for. Pastor Kathy.
Yeah, but I don't know if Pastor Kathy gonna come back in or not, you know. It depends if she gets somewhere with she can get back the what you call it, Wi-Fi service. Because if she's in the wilderness, I mean, like, you know, she may not be able to get back in. Yeah. Sister Barbara, do you have any thoughts on can you recognize temptation?
I don't really know what you're defining as temptation, because I don't see it as temptation when, you know, somebody calls you or when you're sitting with someone and I guess you think somebody's trying to put you off on them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know how she's defining temptation.
Right.
Well, I think it's.
I know what it means. I don't know what she means by that. I know what temptation
means. Explain it a little bit, but I think.
Yeah, I know what it is. I know what temptation is, but that's not what seems like what she's saying.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to say something that. Saying that maybe. Like Evangelist Hilda, she has a Evangelist Hilda is doing her Bible and all of that, but Evangelist Hilda could be tempted because the woman calls her, you understand, and she could.
I don't see that as
so
temptation.
Devoted. No, but listen.
I don't see that as temptation.
But listen. If Evangelist Hilda was not devoted to what she's doing, she would have just put that down and just talk with the woman. And the woman could talk for maybe a couple of hours, you understand, and get her off what she's doing with God. So in other words, Evangelist Hilda was being tempted, but she said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm doing this now for God.
So you're saying tempted to stop studying.
To stop what she's doing and go with, you know, the woman can call her and she stop what she's doing. Or either she's on the radio and stuff and Evangelist Hilda stop bothering with whatever's going on with the radio and be with the woman. That's like a temptation.
All right. I have to get off the air because I'm trying to get ready to go. I need to go for the program today. Thank you, Mother, for explaining it. Maybe it'll come back up another time. But love you all. Have a blessed weekend. God willing, I'll see you tomorrow on Zoom, Evangelist.
Okay. Right. God bless you. Have fun.
All right.
Yeah. So, like I said, you know, some people may see it as temptation. And some people don't see it as a temptation.
Don't see it as a temptation.
Right.
They don't see it as a temptation.
And
just like when, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and well, I was always taught that you never argue with a person about their opinion. That is their opinion, not necessarily have to be your opinion. So, you know, mm-hmm. because we all don't think alike, we all don't do things alike, but, you know, some people see certain things as temptation and some people don't.
Some people
and then
don't.
Sometimes
some people
we
don't
know
right.
That we are being tempted. But like mm-hmm. you said, if we have a relationship with God, then we should know when we are being tempted or not. Because
yeah,
the Holy Spirit
so
will
too?
Unction you in your
right.
spirit to let you know, that's not right. That's not God's way. Move on.
Right.
From that.
You got it, Evangelist Hilda,
yes.
you got it. You
Amen.
Got it.
Amen.
Because that's why we have the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes.
And a lot of times the Holy Spirit warns us in different ways. He'll warn us about something.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when something had happened to me here, I'm not going to mention what it is.
Yes.
Right away, I knew it was a temptation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To make me pull away from God and going in another direction. Now, this person is in Christ, too.
Amen.
Sometimes
Amen.
You're tempted by somebody in Christ.
Yes.
Where they're supposed to be listening to God, too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
it's something that they want. You know
yes.
what I mean? So they tempt you because they mm-hmm. see that you stay in the will of God and stuff like that. So they're trying to pull you out of his will.
Exactly.
Trying to pull you out of his will. But then you
and
look
that's
at
what
them
the
and
devil
go, oh,
does. He will
yeah.
use even your, he can use your children, use your
that's
husband,
it.
Your neighbors,
right.
anybody, that as long as he can get you from the will of God, he's going to do it. Because
right.
if Jesus Christ was tempted, who are we?
Mm-hmm.
That we,
right.
we will not be, of course we are going to be tempted. Because
that's
his
right.
his thing is to get as many souls as he can.
Possible. And
but
not only that, he's angry because you're trying to carry out God's
carry
will.
On. Amen.
Right?
Exactly.
Just like when you say, now I know that you study and everything in the morning. You told me. You told
yes.
me that I study and blah, blah, this in the morning.
Yes.
So even if I was going to call you, I would try not to call you then. I say, well, she's just studying or whatever right now. You understand?
Yeah.
It has to be
yeah.
something emergency or something for me to do that.
Absolutely.
But I'm just saying that woman, that happening like that was trying to tempt you away from what God, what you're doing, your relationship with God and what you're doing
exactly.
for God.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
See, that's a temptation.
Absolutely.
That's a temptation. I mean, you could have said, well, I'll just put this down for a while. And, go,
and that's
you know
what
I mean. I need a break.
And,
I need
yeah,
a break anyway.
Then,
I won't do this today. I'll talk to the woman. You understand?
And you see, and believe it or not, Mother, like, one, I think I did that like once or twice. And,
mm-hmm.
and then I afterwards, I felt so guilty in saying, why did you do that? Why did you allow her to do that to you when you know that what she called you for or was talking to you about was nonsense?
That's it.
It was just
something?
Absolutely nonsense because the whole entire conversation, she did all the talking.
The talking.
Yes.
You want to know something?
Hmm.
This came up. You to come and talk about this now. Notice Pastor Kathy ain't on and
mm-mm.
Sister Barbara ain't on.
Exactly.
So God wants you to talk about it, about what happened with you and this lady. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, God works a certain way. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I understand what you're saying because you're devoted to what you do. You know what I mean? And this furthers you in the kingdom of God and studying his word and stuff. God likes to see you do that. You know what I'm saying?
And not only
that,
Mother, you know, sometimes I try to, you know, help her out every now and then, because I know that, you know, she's like a diabetic and stuff, and it's hard, you know, when she go outside. She's a, you know, one of those little fragile, but she just, her problem is her mouth. It's her mouth. She say things to people that, like, why would you say something like that, you know? And, oh, that's just the way I am. And then, like, she and I kind of had a little falling out on Tuesday. I had went to therapy and I came back. And I called her because she wanted to go up to the Avenue to do a little shopping. So I said, okay, because at that time I finished doing what I had to do. I said, well, I will go with you to up to the Avenue to do your little shopping and stuff while the weather is nice. And so we went on up there, and she did some shopping and went to the post office and to the bank, did what she had to do. So she said she wanted some seafood. Okay, so I don't have a problem with that, because I'm looking at the time, because I know I don't start the program till, you know, 6 o'clock. The program starts, but I put it up at 5:30. So, okay, I went with her to the fish market and thing to get her seafood and whatnot. Then while we have to wait for them to, you know, fix the food for her. So she's going to come back to me and say to me, get up and let me sit down. And I said, excuse me, that's not the way you talk to a person or ask a person if you can sit down. I said, what happened to please?
Yeah.
You know what she said to me? She said, do you know that song, Ain't Too Proud to Beg? I was like, yeah, I do know. I know it. Well, I'm not too proud to beg.
So you're not begging to get somebody. You're just telling them, you know, you know that she's a certain age, and you're just saying, well, you know, my legs are bothering me. Could you let me sit down a while, please? You know?
That's all she, you mother, all she had to say was, you know, I'm feeling a little tired or weak or something. Can Hilda please get up and let me sit down? She didn't say that. She's going to demand that I get up and let her sit down. I don't care if I'm 10 years younger than you or you 10 years older than me. The proper way to ask a person is, can you please let me sit down for a little while?
That's
the word
it.
Please goes a long way.
That's it.
Oh,
and the way
I'm
you
not
say
too
it.
Proud to be. Exactly. And she said it
but
with an attitude.
But she probably feels that way. She don't want to ask you to get up because she feels like she's begging.
I said, God forgive me. I said, you know what? Well, I'm too proud to get up and give you my seat. I was like, God, please forgive me for saying this. But but I didn't get up. So we haven't spoken to each other.
She get up because she's her legs are tired, but
no, they weren't.
Still...
Mother, no, no.
Oh, they wasn't tired.
Mother, listen to me. This is just her attitude. This is the way she is. She walks faster than me. She moves faster than me. She doesn't have problems with her knees. But if she would have asked me in a nice way, I would have gladly get up, because I don't have a problem giving people a seat. But don't tell me to demand that I get up.
But it's just the way she did that.
It's the way she did it. And this is what, you know, we're talking about in the temptation thing, is how you speak to a person.
That's right.
Don't, and then I, you know, like, and she's a Christian woman. She's born and raised in the church, and same way, you know. But you know, over the years, as some people get older, they tend to stray away from God because, you know, You want to blame him for everything that goes wrong in your life? It's not God's fault.
Mm-hmm.
You can't blame God for what you choose to do.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't choose. He don't force you to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You make the choice. You suffer the consequences.
That's true.
Period. And you know, my thing is like, why do people always blame other people for the things that happen to them?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand, you know. The other people didn't cause these things to happen to you. You did.
Mm-hmm.
You think I could blame somebody else for what I am going through? No, I cannot.
Yes.
Because we're all going to go through trials and tribulations. We're all things going to happen.
That's true.
When things happen to you, just like with Job, when everything was taken away from Job, we always have to bring Job into every conversation. Why? Because Job was a faithful man. Job was a trusting man. He trusted God. No matter what he went through, he trusted that God will bring him through whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we got to do. We can't go around blaming other people. No.
That's right.
You know, you got to trust God that whatever it is you're going through in life, that he's going to bring you out of it.
He's going to bring you out. That's true.
And you thank him for bringing you out of it. It's a blessing. Like every morning that you wake up, your eyes open, it is a blessing.
Yes.
When you get off your bed and put your feet on the floor, it is a blessing. If you can see, talk, feel, have pain, it's a blessing. Because he didn't have to do it. And I know the conversation is going straying away from what we were talking about, you know, can you recognize temptation?
Well, right now you're preaching to me right now.
I'm preaching to you and to Nene. God bless you, Nene. Good morning. Hi.
Good morning. I did not. I'm good. How are you ladies doing? I did not want to interrupt. It is an awesome conversation. I apologize. I'm listening and taking notes.
Is that
Nene?
Yes, Nene. You know, have you been on all this time? Because I thought I heard you.
Yes, I've been on that the whole time. I just got on maybe about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
You know, talking about temptation. How are you, Mother Wiggins?
Yes, it's good to hear your voice.
Yes,
amen.
You too. Evangelist Hilda, too. God bless.
Praise God. Like Mother said, I was preaching and stuff. But Pastor Kathy was on, and she's out in the wilderness driving, and, you know, certain spots you get to in Arizona, you know, you don't get no Wi-Fi or whatever, you know. So she got cut off, so we just, and Sister Barbara had a function to go to. So we're just, you know, continuing the conversation on can you recognize temptation. So can you recognize temptation when it comes to you?
Most of the time I can, but sometimes you get unfocused, and I know that I have to focus more, and I try to do that, you know, when I'm doing something that I know that I really have to do and I really want to do, I try to, you know, if it's a phone call or if it's, you know, somebody trying to reach me or whatever the case may be, I just tell them, please call me back or I'll text you when I'm done. I try to, you know, become more focused and follow through with what I'm doing so that I can. Just like even with this call, like I was on a meeting, you know, since 9:30, and I said, I have to go back to talk with the sanctuary. So a little bit, it must have been about 11:21, and I just, you know, wrote in the chat, you know, whatever, whatever, I have to go, and I'll see you later, because this is where I wanted to be. So I'm trying to practice that more.
Yes, exactly.
I multitask a lot, and sometimes I use my calendar a lot, and sometimes I'll look at my calendar and I'll say, now, do I have to be there today, or do I want to be there today? Something else might catch my interest more, or I should say, like how you say, well, is it imperative that I'm there today? No, so let me just go to where I really want to be, and I'll just focus. But I try to, like I said last week, I'll try to send them a note or whatever, you know, however I can communicate with them that I won't be able to make it. Because sometimes, you know, from Tuesday to Saturday or Monday through Saturday or whatever, your mind may change, your focus may change.
Absolutely.
You know, but temptation is definitely a part of, you know, what happens in every day. So, you know, so I try to, you know, focus on things that mean more to me. And right now, and always, God has always been in my focus, but now I'm even more so focused on him. And I'm like, is this what I should be doing, you know, because God said this is what I should be doing, yes or no? And if it's no, then I'll be like, well,
yes,
I can't make that today.
See, that's how I am with pray one for another. Whether nobody shows up or nobody calls in, I am here doing God's work.
Amen.
And this
Amen.
Is where he wants me to be. If
Amen.
It wasn't,
right.
I wouldn't be, I mean, like,
you wouldn't be
I
here.
Wouldn't have that, you know, what you call that, the love and the support and encouragement to be here doing this program 6 days a week.
Yes.
You know? And yeah. I just love, sometimes I'll try to come up with all kinds of little, you know, Bible quotes or little stories that, you know, Billy Graham would say or whoever, you know, whatever I find in the Bible or the dictionary and just go with it. You know, like even doing our sweet hour prayer, hey, I'll play two songs, then I pray. I'll play another two songs and pray until 7 o'clock, and then, you know, whoever comes on, Pastor comes on Wednesday, Lady Nadine comes on Tuesdays, Pastor Kathy comes on Thursday, and then I pray on Fridays, you know, like at 7. But I always try to have something to bring forth. And I just ask the Holy Spirit, what should I do today? You know, give me something to bring to the people. Even though I don't see them, they don't see me, but I know they're there because everybody is on Facebook and Twitter and, you know, they hear good words. They hear something, they like, okay, the curiosity is up. And that's just, you know, me. I love doing God's work. Because if I love doing what I was doing in the world, and I was blessed that God turned my life around I didn't really do no horrible things, you know, like drugs and killing and all that stuff. But, you know, the little things that I did, it wasn't right. I knew it wasn't right, but I did them anyway. And I asked, you know, God for forgiveness, and here I am. So we
Amen.
All fall short, and we're not perfect, and God knows we're not. And all we have to do is ask him to intercede on our behalf, you know, and he does.
Amen.
Because we have to remember, whatever you are going through, God is right there with you.
Yeah.
He walked down here among us, so he know what we're going through. He know what we're going to do before we do it. He know what we gonna say before I say it. And just like I had a conversation with my daughter, and she was talking all kinds of nonsense, because I call it nonsense. You know, you don't say things like what comes out your mouth. And I tell her, the power of the tongue. Be careful what you say, because once you put it out there, you cannot take it back. And if your heart is so hard with unforgiveness, you, no matter what I say, you tell me, yes, mommy, I know, but I just can't forgive. Well, then how can you say you love God or you love Jesus, but you can't forgive your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, or whoever the person may be?
That's
not God-like. God is a forgiving God.
Sure is.
Can you imagine if he didn't forgive us for what we did? Oh, my goodness. There will be no human race. There will be no world.
Tell me about it.
That's the truth. God loved us. I told her, God loved us so much that he gave his only son, only, so that we can have the have the tree of tree of life. Come on, how could you not love a God like that?
Amen. That's the truth.
Because he loved the human race so much that he sacrificed his only son. I look at people sometime and they was like, well, if there's a God above, then why do he let all these things happen? Hello? To strengthen you, to increase your faith in him. These things are temporary. They're not forever unless you choose to make them forever in your life.
That's right.
Because when Jesus went to back to heaven, he said, he told the disciples, and he's telling us, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And he will be back to take us there. So if you want to go to a better place, have a better body, what is this little temporary stuff down here? It's just temporary. We can't take any of it with us. We can't take the money. We can't take the clothes. We can't take the houses, the cars, all of that stuff. That's just the devil's way of tempting you into doing what you do to get these things. So that's why you see temptation can be so beautiful, to the point where sometimes you don't see it coming. And especially if you have your mind so set on, oh, I got to have this house. You don't really need that house, but you just, in your mind, I want it. And what you do? You do all kinds of things to get it.
Yes.
But are you happy with it once you get it? Knowing how you got it. See, all of these things, we don't think about this. All the things that we want. Is it necessary? No. Do you need it? No. But I want it. And see, but that but cancels out everything that was just said.
That is so true. Go ahead, little children. That's it.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you. But thank God that he is a good, merciful God and a forgiving God.
Yes.
And he keeps us away from temptations.
Yes.
Sometimes we may fall, but we'll get back up again. Yes, we will. Yeah. By the grace of God, we will get up. You know how many times I fall down? Like, yeah. God, please help me to get up. I can't do this without you.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
Wow. But ladies, I want to thank you all for staying and continuing the conversation with me. Like I said, Pastor Kathy got cut off. And, of course, you know, she's in the wilderness. And but we thank God for the half an hour that she was on with us.
Yeah.
Amen. So, amen. Anyway, I want to say on behalf of my pastor, Prophet Andy Wiggins, my co-host, Sister Barbara, the Fivefold Ministry, and all of our guests online and those on the internet, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of The Apostle Speaks. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening, afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Nene, I will see you tomorrow. Oh, I hope we're going to have a beautiful song. How was your trip?
Oh, it was really nice. Amazing. Amen. I really needed it.
Thank you.
Don't we all? Thank you for asking. Yeah. I won't be singing tomorrow because my microphone is messed up. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not even a cappella?
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't even talk with that. You can sing a cappella? Come on.
Oh, maybe I'll think of a song and maybe do it during the testimony. I'll think of a song and, you know, something like.
Yes.
I appreciate your support. Thank you so much.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, you have that voice that God had gifted you with that no matter what you sing, it's so beautiful.
God bless you. Thank you so much for
that. And every time you sing, my mind just goes straight to Mahalia Jackson. I love her song.
Yes, yes, I gotta definitely do that song you mentioned. She's amazing.
Did you
see the movie? You saw the movie?
Bits and pieces of it. You know?
Watch it again. It's something. It's really amazing. Yes,
I could never get when I'm channel searching, I could never get to the beginning of it. Like when I saw it, I always saw the part where she was talking with the guy, and where she was in the church, and she started to sing with all the people that was in there.
Yes, that was the pastor, and he was telling her she can't sing that song. Is that the one you're talking about? Yeah. I think he was the pastor of the church. But you can get it on demand, Hilda.
You got to pay for it.
I ain't paying for no movies now. I don't blame you.
I'll wait till it come. I have Netflix, so I'll wait till it come on Netflix or BET.
Because I think
that's where I saw it on BET or something.
I think
something.
It was on BET. Yeah.
Definitely. I ain't paying for no movies now. I got too many. I got too many movies in here for me to be paying for a movie that
tell me about it.
Not, you know, that you could see it on regular TV.
Yeah, and they charge so much for the movie.
Oh my God! It's bad enough you pay so much money for cable. And they repeat the same movies over and over.
You got that right.
That's what they do. Everything is repeat, repeat, repeat. I was like, okay, how many times am I going to look at this one movie? I could tell you the whole movie, you know? Because that's what they do. Yeah. But anyway, ladies.
Yes, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for this. This is great.
Thanks.
Amazing.
Coming.
Yes. God bless you both. And, of course, I got something else to do at 12.
Of course.
Okay.
God bless you.
Both.
Have a good day, everybody. Okay, I love you,
you
guys.
Love you too.
Good hearing you, Mother Wiggin. Amen. Bye, Mother.
Amen.
Love you.
Bye, Mother Wiggins. Love you, Nova.
Love you, Nene.
Love you, radio listeners.
Nene, you know my baby granddaughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
She has,
mm-hmm.
We call her Nene, too.
What?
And
wow.
on Facebook, right, she was doing track running.
I didn't know
that girl could run so fast. She has these, you know, all they have these long legs. So she decided she wanted to run track. So they live in North Carolina.
Beautiful.
And my goodness, honey, she came in first place.
What's her name? What is her? She goes by Nene on Facebook?
No, her name is... Wait a minute now. There's Anaya, Anaya, and Anissa. I think she's child. I can't even tell you, but she goes by Nene. When if you see a one there, Anissa, Anaya, Buchan. Once you see the Buchan, you'll know which one the one because she's like on the track meet. And they're in Plimico, North Carolina. Once you put up Buchan, you'll see all the Buchans there.
Oh, wow. I got a large family. I'll look for her. I'll look for her and check her out.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, that girl could run, honey. So
yeah,
man,
I'd love to see that.
Saying, yay, go Nene.
Yeah,
so
that's funny because I used to run track too back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I used to be very into sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not a sports person.
Yeah, I gotta go because I'm running late. But
okay.
I love you guys.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, baby.
Love you too.
I'll
listen
tomorrow.
To y'all next
love
week.
You.
Love you too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Mother. Bye. All belongs to God. Why is that acting like that?
All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. In all that we do, no matter where we are. All to the glory of God. Everything belongs to Him in the fullness of His blessing. Nothing is possible without God. We come to know His mercy, humbling ourselves to His mountain. As far as the eye can see, He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true, and He's coming
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.